podcast presented by LimeStar, your best MLB player props for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks, alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman, aka Ted Lasso, rocking the mustache. I'm Shannon Somerville. Guys, yesterday on the show, we didn't hit, so no Money Gun celebration today. No. I was 2 of 4 on the ones I gave out yesterday. We had Jared Kelnick did not get a hit and Freddie Freeman did not get a run. However, we had Shohei Ohtani deliver on the over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And Josh Young delivered as well on that hits, runs, RBIs over as well. Tyler, your pitchers, man, went off. You faded Berríos and Reed Detmers, but they both had incredible games, unfortunately for us.
Yeah, I thought Detmers was still going to hit because he had some real trouble in the sixth inning. He walked a couple batters, got the bases loaded, and I was like, oh, they're going to pull him. We're still going to hit. And sure enough, they didn't pull him, and he ended up getting out of the inning.
Reed Detmers. And Berríos. Last year reminded me of, I believe, when we were doing our daily fantasy show, and he threw a no-hitter against the Rays, and that was a game. I just remember being like, Reed Detmers, like, what is he? Who does he think he is, that rookie? Yeah, and then he threw a no-hitter. So, you know, sometimes
it
happens.
Yeah, he can be decent. And, I mean, Berríos had, like, a no-hitter through, like, 6 or something like that.
Dialed in. So, you know what? We're looking to rebound today on Thirsty Thursday. It is also Tyler National Bug Busting Day. Not sure if you celebrate that in your household. However, it did remind me of this. Okay, I don't know if you guys have seen this on TikTok, and I'm sorry to be bringing it up. If you guys get the heebie-jeebies over bugs like I do, I mean, I just have to share this because it was very traumatic for me to see this on my TikTok. But there are these things called Mormon crickets that are taking over towns in Nevada. Like, it is like biblical plague level amount of crickets just like jumping around. It's just disgusting. Anyways, I just have to tell you about that, Tyler. What do you think about crickets?
I mean, whenever you're going to say plague level, you know, insects coming in, I'm not too excited about that. It's that's a no for me, but I will take one from my daughter and say, ew, yucky.
Ah, okay. So, you know what? Good thing, though, you're in Portland and not in the towns of Nevada where they're taking over. So, you know what? That's the silver lining in all of this message. So, National Bug Busting Day, but we're going to do National Slump Busting Day. We're going to get back on track on our props today. So, let's dive into our props. They are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't have those apps already, make sure to download them. Use the promo code LIMESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit matched. Also on Prize Picks today, they've got some hot dogs, so to speak. Those are discounted player stats, so make sure to check those out as well. Now, Tyler, I have to preface all of this with the fact that I don't love the options today. I'm just going to say that right now. I didn't love them today. Today was like I wasn't thrilled about them. So I just felt like I needed to share that with everybody because, you know, that's important. Got to have like transparency in terms of our confidence levels.
You know, this happened last year, too, where the middle part of the season, I feel like Underdog and Prize Picks got way tighter with some of their lines. And I think that's what's happening again now. Last year, we had the most success in the beginning and towards the end of this season. And for whatever reason, I think they're on it right now, and they're not letting quite as much of the higher odd lines through. And it's definitely a little tougher.
Even in terms of just the volume, I felt like I wasn't sorting through as many today. I know we are trying to focus in on the later games so that we give everyone as much time as possible to lock in some of these props because there are a lot of day games today. However, I was still a little disappointed that, you know, they didn't have the volume up there. But you know what? We're still going to get after it. And I do like some props today, so we'll give those out. Why not? Tyler, where are you headed in the prop department today?
Let's do it. All right. My first prop is AJ Smith-Shawver. Higher than 4.5 Ks. It's like -130 on sports books. This is a guy that currently only has just under an 18% K rate in the major leagues, but he's only pitched twice. In the minors, in AAA this year, he had a 14.8 strikeout per 9 rate. This is a guy that has a major strikeout upside And the Rockies are striking out 25% versus righties. I like this spot for AJ, and I'm going to go higher all day long.
All right, Tyler, I think you're going to be very happy with me on this prop pick for today as a Padres fan, okay? I'm going with Padres outfielder Fernando Tatis, higher than 1.5 bases. That is -118 in the sports books. Tatis has been on quite the tear. He's gone over this number 8 of the last 10 and hitting .526 over the last week with 3 home runs. Tatis is a righty bat with a .426 ISO against left-handed pitching. That is 3 times the MLB average. And today he's going up against Cleveland lefty Logan Allen, just a prospect who's doing all right, but .753 OPS to righty bats. That's a little bit above league average there. I love Tatis right now. He's hot right now. And hey, how about those Padres bats starting to come to life? The stars are aligning for the Padres lately. We had Machado, we had Tatis, and Juan Soto yesterday hit bombs. What do you think about that, Tyler?
I love it. The Padres are, I think, 9-4 so far in June. They're looking good. But one of the things I need to bring up about Tatis is his defense has been really good in right field. I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but he had a great throw to first to get a runner who took a little bit bigger of a round off first base going to second, and Tatis took advantage.
Yeah, he definitely is showing all the tools out there, and hey, why he is one of the best in the game right now. We're finally starting to see him come to life a little bit, and the Padres' stars start to shine a little bit. So I'm happy for you. You know, I was at the game the other night, so I got to see firsthand them start to be – actually start hitting the ball a little bit. I was at a game earlier in the season, and I was like, what is this team? They are, like, awful. And then seeing them the other night was just a different team. Anyways, all right, enough of the Padres. Let's go to bonus props, Tyler. Who you got?
Let's go back to the Padres. No, I'm kidding. We are going to go with Jared Walsh, lower than 0.5 total bases. It's about even money, -110 on sportsbooks here. But look, Walsh can't hit water falling out of a boat right now. Guy is hitting .110 on the season. He's versus Nathan Eovaldi, who's been absolutely spectacular this year. Eovaldi is a .249 ERA, 2.62 FIP, and versus lefties, only a .205 opponent average. With Walsh hitting so poorly, I like going on the lower side of that one.
Yeah, I was looking at that one because I kind of evaluate those .5 hits ones, right? Yes. So you just need one knock for that. And I was like, oh, he hasn't gotten a hit in over a week, so I like your play there to
Mr. Walsh in this one. You know, he may not be in the lineup. It is. Yeah. It's hard to tell this early, but if he is, I definitely like fading him.
All right, I'm going to kind of a subpar hitter. Bear with me on this one, guys. We're going to twin slugger Joey Gallo, higher than 0.5 bases, and that is -123 to the under. So I'm actually going higher with this one. Gallo's hit this 5 of the last 10, and yes, I know he has a sub-200 average. Not the best average guy. However, he has been heating up the last week. .333 average in the last week. And today he's got a decent matchup going up against Detroit lefty Matthew Boyd, who's been a little inconsistent this season. 5.55 ERA. And Gallo actually has decent numbers against him. He's 2-for-7 with a home run against him. Yes, small sample size. But as you guys know, I love when a player has a home run against a guy. I always feel like they headed to the batter's box with a little extra confidence knowing that they've taken that guy yard. So I don't mind Gallo today for maybe even a home run. Who knows? But we'll just take him for 0.5 bases here. Yeah, for our bonus prop. But I do like Tatis much better than I like Gallo for today. If you guys are like ranking your props there. That is why it is my main prop, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can tail us or fade us. Hey, we take no offense, but we have been doing pretty well this season. I'm just going to say that right there. If you have it, if you don't already have the Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks app, make sure to download it. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. And as always, enter into our prop bets contest. All you need to do, make sure you like this video, subscribe to our channel, and you comment below, and you're automatically entered in. If Tyler and I both hit our number one main props, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. All you got to do is comment, let us know where you're headed today in the prop market. As we said at the top of the show, you know, it's a tough day there out there. So we got to help each other out and find the best value out there on Prize Picks and Underdog Fantasy. Now it's time for our home run call of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a bomb today?
I am going with Houston Astros, Kyle Tucker, +400 to hit a bomb today. Tucker has a 236 ISO versus lefties. Meanwhile, Mackenzie Gore is allowing 1.4 home runs per nine, giving up a 540 slugging two lefties and allowing 43% hard contact rate. And this Nationals team has allowed the fifth most home runs out of any team in baseball. So let's go with Kyle Tucker to hit a bomb.
I'm running it back to Fernando Tatis. I took him for my prop bet over 1.5 bases. We're going with him for a home run. 260 in the sports books, and he's hit a home run the last 2 days. 526 average over the last week with three home runs in that span. 426 ISO against lefties, which, as I mentioned when I was talking about the prop, that is three times higher than the MLB average. Going up against Cleveland lefty Logan Allen, young prospect. He's given up a home run in three of the last four games. I just think everything's kind of aligning right now with the Padres. They're hitting the ball really, really well. The Cleveland pitching staff is good, but I like a Tatis and that hot bat he's swinging right now. What do you think about Tatis for a bomb today, Tyler?
I love it. I'm all for a Tatis bomb every day.
Rocking the Padres gear. They are kind of starting to come out of it. I like that. I like it.
Yeah, it's totally fine to pick Tatis every single day if you want. I'm good with it.
Well, I had him last Friday and he hit one for me. So he's been doing well for me in the props and home run department. So we're going
to
roll with
him. And you were going to pick him yesterday, but you went against it just because you didn't want to pick him again.
Or two days ago, I almost picked him.
Yeah, you hit home run then.
Was that the day I picked the Red Sox? Yeah, that must have been the day I picked a Red Sox player.
That was yesterday that you did Red Sox.
Which is par for the course.
The day before, you said we can't do Red Sox.
I know. I'm breaking my own rules every single day on this show. All right. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors for today. Remember to check out the LineStar app. Good news, guys. If you don't already have the LineStar app, we're doing free 3-day trials. So make sure to check that out at linestarapp.com. The tool that we use to select our prop bets is called the Props AI tool that's on the LineStar app. So make sure to check it out. Take it for a spin. Give it a little test drive. That is linestarapp.com. Good luck, guys, today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.